Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Pizza and Sceneland Village, Part 2. When Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman arrived in Sceneland Village, they got into a taxi. While admiring the scenery out of the window, they casually asked the driver if he had seen a black bear traveling around the area.
Black bear? No, I've never seen him.
It just so happened that the driver was Guinea Fuzz the guinea pig, the one that also gave Black Bear a ride. Guinea Fuzz eyed them in his rearview mirror, and his eyes darted back and forth.
So, you guys are vacationing in Sceneland Village, right? Well, don't miss the Goody Foodie Plaza, the most famous place in our village. Oh, the pizza there is so, so, so delicious.
Officer Doberman's eyes lit up upon hearing about the pizza.
Pizza? Pizza! Lab, did you hear that? Delicious pizza!
Dobie, calm down.
Sheriff Labrador held his forehead in resignation upon seeing Officer Doberman drooling in hunger.
We are new here and don't know the area, and it's lunchtime. There must be crowds of animals at Goody Foodie Plaza. Perhaps we can go there and find something useful.
Sheriff Labrador thought for a moment, and finally, he nodded as Officer Doberman watched him with expectation.
All right, let's go have a meal first. Driver, head to Goody Foodie Plaza, please.
Oh, yeah!
Got it! Let's go!
A sly smile spread across Guinea Fuzz's face as he sped off towards Goody Foodie Plaza. In a few moments, they reached their destination. Officer Doberman put his hand warmly on Sheriff Labrador's shoulder and was ready to drag him along for a stroll around the plaza. Suddenly, a dark figure moved quickly toward them.
Who? Sneak attack?
Officer Doberman turned his head sharply and saw a kangaroo with a stack of a dozen pizza boxes in his arms falling straight toward him. At that very moment, the kangaroo seemed to lose his balance and the pizza boxes flew out of his arms.
Oh dear! My pizza!
Hey now, don't worry!
At once, Officer Doberman twisted and contorted, then deftly grabbed hold of the kangaroo. Then in one smooth motion, he bounded off the ground and did a brilliant backward somersault. Then he leaped into the air. Fast and light, Officer Doberman held out his hands, trying to catch all the boxes falling from each and every direction. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Officer Doberman caught all the pizza boxes, one on top of the other, and handed them steadily back to the kangaroo.
Here you go! Your pizza boxes!
The kangaroo was stunned.
Oh my! Well, I don't think I can beat him.
Huh? What did you say?
I mean... Thank you for your help, bro. Well, my name is Hopperman. Let me treat you to a fresh baked pizza as a thank you.
With that, Hopperman took Officer Doberman by the hand and was ready to lead him off.
That's very nice of you, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Officer Doberman scratched his head and turned to Sheriff Labrador, who picked up a small piece of paper from the ground and looked at it carefully. The piece of paper had just fallen out of Hopperman's pizza box. Sheriff Labrador's dark, round eyes glistened with a flash of light when he saw the words on the note.
Hey now, you're very kind, but no, thanks.
As Officer Doberman tried to refuse Hopperman's invitation, unexpectedly, Sheriff Labrador came forward with a smile and gave him a pat.
Hey, we don't want to let Mr. Hopperman down. We'd love to.
Yes, you're right. Let's, go?
At hearing Sheriff Labrador's response, Officer Doberman was completely dumbfounded.
Hey now, Sheriff Labrador never accepts thank you gifts. What's going on with him?
As Officer Doberman stood there pondering, Sheriff Labrador quietly winked at him and secretly drew a message with his finger in the palm of Officer Doberman's hand.
Here we are! The shop is just down the alley.
Hopperman led Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman to a pitch-black alley. Then Sheriff Labrador noticed Hopperman put his hand in his pants pocket. Very soon, they heard a noise coming from the alley.
Pizza for sale! 10 for $1! Buy one, get 10 free! Don't pass up your chance to try one, or else you might just weep! What a good deal! I'll take 10 pizzas!
Me too! Me too!
It's so yummy! I'd like to buy 100!
This is so amazing!
Wow! Do you hear all the commotion, Lab? It's so lively! Let's head down the alley!
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman looked at each other and nodded. They stepped forward. They opened the door of the pizzeria and entered. There was no one in the store, but...
Keep making pizza! No slacking on!
I have to stop! My paws are cramping!
The sound of someone being scolded came through a small back door of the pizzeria. Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman immediately headed for the back door, where they saw many animals crammed together tightly in the kitchen, busy making pizzas. One of them was a black bear with a rolling pin in his left paw and an oil brush in his right. His hands were busy rolling the pizza dough like a machine. On top of that, his feet were busy working the blower.
Keep working! No resting until you finish 99 pizzas today. You, and you! Stop looking around! Focus on your work!
Several tall gorillas stood close by supervising the little animals.
I want to go home!
Black bear!
Who's calling me?
Puzzled, Black Bear looked up, and his eyes sparkled with the hope at the sight of Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman.
Huh? I'm not dreaming, am I? Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman have come to save me!
But then Black Bear's face turned pale.
Run!
Mm-mm-mm. It's too late!
The shop door behind them slammed. Hopperman and Guinea Fuzz stood side by side in the doorway to prevent Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman from running away. Officer Doberman was stunned.
Hey now, what's the meaning of all this? You're our taxi driver, aren't you? What are you doing here?
I know what's going on here. Dobie, just like Black Bear, the very moment we met the taxi driver, we fell into a trap.